Hello. So I was born on the 31st of January 2003 in the Ipswich Hospital in Queensland. When I was one, my parents moved to Singleton as Dad was offered a job in the mines. We intended to stay for 4 to 5 years, which ended up to be 11 and a half. We started to attend Lighthouse Baptist Church in Cessnock and soon learned of Pastor Eric's passion of end times and prophecy. And though our congregation was small, we loved the closeness and friendship made. My family was very happy sitting under Pastor Reese's ministry, growing and learning more about our Lord and Saviour. I learned a lot under Pastor Reese about revelations, the multiple components of the tribulation, and enjoyed our monthly scripture memorization. During this time, Lani and I attended Sunday school lessons under Miss Catherine and were blessed to receive one-on-one teaching that I really believe set me on my Christian track. And throughout this time, I studied the Bible and said my prayers every night. I loved reading the Bible and learnt many new things. On the night of September 6, 2011, at the age of 8, after a year or two of constant worrying, I poured my heart out to God and asked for forgiveness. I quickly pronounced my faith, my profession of faith, to my parents and then in front of the small congregation on the following Sunday. My life from then on was quite simpler. I continued reading my Bible and saying my prayers and went about the same daily activities. I still vividly remember the day when Pastor Reese announced that he would be pursuing the Herald of Hope ministry. This meant changes were coming for our family and little church. With sad hearts and excitement also, we headed down to Newcastle to Pastor Charlie's church, Grace Bible Baptist Church. 2014 was a big year for our family and held a lot of changes. Lani and I moved to St. Philip's Christian College in Cessnock and we started attending Grace down in Maryland. We soon became familiar with our new church and began to renew and create friendships. We loved the true and firm teaching of Pastor Charlie Pastor Haddon. During this time, I continued my Bible reading and study. It consisted of a 10-minute reading on the way to the bus each morning, which was conveniently interrupted by something out the window or a conversation with Mum. I tried my hardest to read through the entire Bible in a year or even focus on a chapter. However, the words were just words and it seemed so superficial, just impersonal. I had these doubts that kept sprouting into my thoughts and was becoming less and less wanting to be in the Word of God. My prayers were about a routine thing that I did to prevent bad things happening. In August 2015, Dad was offered a job at a Gunnedah mine. He readily agreed as he could see Hunter Valley mines weren't going so good. So then Dad moved to Gunnedah and made the journey back and forth Friday nights and left on Sunday arvos. This continued for almost 18 months. As the months progressed, our family life was suffering, as Dad was hardly ever home. Mum, Lani and I were becoming quite independent and our family life was becoming quite distant. So it was decided in the Christmas holidays of 2015 that we would move to Gunnedah. We began the monstrous task of packing. On the 27th of January, only a mere 2 weeks since we had made the decision to leave, the removalist arrived. Dad travelled to Gunnedah with the removalist and we followed the next day. Life soon began to fall into a routine and our family life drastically changed. We were no longer watched as much at any TV at all and started leading a simpler life. We are focusing more on our spiritual growth, studying God's word and praying more together as a family as well as individually. I saw big changes in Mum in her spiritual life. April soon came along and we packed for our first church camp. We arrived at Camp Obadiah on the 21st of April and set up camp. This also happened to be Dad's birthday, which was not forgotten. The following 4 days were the best of my life. I loved the three first messages and closeness of friends. Some may have seen the rain as a hindrance, however, I saw it as a blessing as it kept us in fellowship for longer. On Sunday night, I was one of 5 girls who had gathered outside for a prayer meeting. I was so encouraged to see so many young people earnestly and independently gathering for Bible studies and prayer. That weekend ended too quickly, and on the 25th of April, we sadly packed up camp and headed home. So after Elizabeth's baptism, different points in the message and the passion-filled environment for Christ, I felt very convicted. So over the next 2 days, the words of Pastor Buddy and Charlie played in my mind. Surrender all. Have I really surrendered all to the Almighty God, body, soul, every aspect of my life? Do I really want to continue my life reassuring that I'm saved? Let my eternity swing in the balance. No, I've been living in my debt for long enough, and I want to surrender all to God. So on the 28th of April 2016, I knelt beside my bed and pulled my heart out to God. I surrendered all to Him, body, mind, soul, family, school life, every aspect of my feeble life. I repented of my sins and asked for forgiveness. I stood up from the bed with a peace that passes all understanding and had a deep sleep. The days that followed my decision were filled with the heavy conviction of baptism. I'd never really felt any conviction or notion to be baptised. I just assumed that one day when I'm older I would take that step. I talked about it with Mum and prayed about what my next step would be. I soon knew that I needed to follow my obedience in baptism. I soon knew we were in Singleton on the following weekend and decided it was a good time to approach Pastor Charlie about being baptised and my decision to surrender all. Now living my new life in Christ, many things have changed. I now have this new desire to really study the Bible, not out of routine, but of longing. The words truly mean something to me, and things have repeatedly now jump out at me, and I really understand what the verse is portraying. I'm now assured through the scriptures and my act of surrendering all where my eternity lays, and I thank Christ daily for His abundant grace. Thank you.